setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville. And you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, can do it, and then how you get there. It is all about your contribution. We're talking about work that matters. We're talking about the fact that you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are tremendously valuable. You are needed, but you must do it. Because if you don't show up and be the person that you were created to be, you're letting somebody else down. This is duty stuff, folks. I mean, this isn't just, you know, a bunch of new age, go be awesome, be successful. No, it's a bunch of gobbledygook and it doesn't last. We're talking about significance. And the journey to significance will bring success and satisfaction. So, we're going to help you get clear. Get clear on the three clarifying questions that lead to self-awareness and allow you to begin to identify your sweet spot, your unique role within your sweet spot. What do you do best? Talent. What work do you love to do most? Passion. What results of your work matter deeply to you? Mission. Where talent, passion, and mission intersect, that's a sweet spot. That's where people see you in your work and they say, boy, you were born for this. And you operate at maximum efficiency. So let's help you figure it out. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. We go to Tampa, Florida. Doug will join us there. Doug, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how's it going?
Doug, I'm living the dream. What's going on?
So I got a little opportunity here. I'm in a sweet spot job, but it happens to be what seems to be a dead end. I work in landscaping. It's just me and my boss, and I can't get him to expand. So I have a family friend that is up in North Carolina who could get me into some commercial accounts to get me started. And it would be pretty much an even swap after business expenses. But the problem I'm running into is trying to explain to my wife how it's not going to be much of a financial change as it is a family situation change. She's all for going up there. She's just nervous about the financial situation.
Well, great. Well, have you sat down and showed her the numbers? Have you guys actually walked through and looked at the numbers, cost of living, all the different things?
Cost of living, yes. So we make about $80,000 between the two of us now. And I could go in and start to where I'm making about $45,000 to start. And that's just without any kind of expansion or anything.
Right.
So my thought is that if I get into the entrepreneur side and say, okay, I can start running the business, which is what I'm doing now, I just don't have full reins.
Right.
So if I get up there, get in with a family friend, he'll get me a couple accounts to start, which is going to be a good base salary for us.
Yeah.
But the opportunities are endless, and that's what I'm really excited for.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time transpiring that over to my wife.
Yeah, but again, that's, I get that, and she's only looking for concrete, so you can only mm-hmm. focus the conversation on the concrete. And you told me okay. that you can do it. You guys can go up there based on that base salary, and you guys could be comfortable. Yes or no?
Yes.
Have you proven that to her? Meaning you literally go, this is what my base is going to be. Forget big dreams and visions and what could be. Just this is where we're going to start. We're going to step from Tampa to North Carolina, and the salary is going to be this. And cost of living is this. Here's a working budget. If we get a house, we rent for this, or we have a mortgage for this, and we keep all of our same type of budgets and everything, it's the exact same. Our lifestyle is not going to change in the immediate, and it's most likely going to get way better sooner. That's the conversation. You've got to show her the numbers because she's on board. She's on okay. board with uprooting the family. She just needs to know that you guys are going to be safe and then you're not going to be in kind of financial danger.
Right. Right. And then, so the second part is that she's a school nurse. She enjoys it, but it's not her sweet spot. She he really wants to be like an event planner for birthdays and stuff, and that's actually kind of pushing us in that direction, is because her friend up there, they like working together on that.
Great.
So for the proximity principle, how would we get her into a connection to where she can find like a part-time job or even a school job up there, to where she's got, you know, summers off and vacations off, to where she could still do that side gig or
start with that. Start with that friend. We start with the friend who she already knows and loves, right? They're good friends.
Yes.
Friend lives in the new area.
Yes.
Friend knows lots of people. All those people the friend knows, they know people. And if the friend becomes an evangelist for connecting your wife to people that the friend might know in the school system, and we get a little situation there. We get her a part-time school nurse job at a private school or a public school or whatever. But you start with that relationship and any other relationships you have. That's how you work the proximity principle. You go, hey, my wife's a nurse, school nurse, qualified, great at it.
Right.
If anybody's got a position available, she can come in. Doesn't have to be full-time, can be part-time. And then she and the friend start doing the event planning on the side. You know, so yeah, I love this move for you guys. All you've got to do is show her the numbers on paper, man, and this is a done deal.
Right. Okay.
So do it.
Perfect.
Yeah, man, lay it out. This is simple. Love it. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Orlando, Florida. Not too far from Tampa. Josh is on the line. Josh, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, how can I help?
I just had a quick question. I had a question for you. I'm going through some interviews, and I might be in a position where they offer me the role that I'm applying for. My question is there might be an opportunity for me to negotiate a salary, but I've never been in a position where I've had to do that.
Yeah.
So I was just looking for any advice you might have on how to tackle that.
Well, let me give you a general rule of thumb here on salary negotiation based on where we sit in our world right now. It's become less and less of an option. So you may be able to negotiate. You may not be able to, and you need to be aware of that. They may just go, look, we got 35 plus million people out of a job right now, and this is what we're going to pay for this job. And if you start going, well, would you be willing to do 10 grand more? They may go, no. At which point you have to decide. So the key to negotiation is, in my mind, number one, you got to be informed. And then number two, you got to have a position staked. Now, this is a short version of negotiation. There's some great negotiation books out there. I believe a guy by the name of Chris Voss, I interviewed him for the Entree Leadership Program here at Ramsey Solutions. He's got a great book on it, so you could go read all this stuff. But we're not getting into big-time negotiation here. So what I mean by being informed is this. You better know what the marketplace value is for your job. And that information is out there. Websites like Glassdoor, Indeed. This is not hard to find. And you can go do the research and you better find out what the range is for the position and your skill set, experience, yada, yada, yada. And so if there's a range, you better know the range. You better compare that range to your real situation. And that's what I mean by stake and a claim. I'm not willing to take it for less than this number. Informed and stake a claim. This is the Ken Coleman Show. What if you could be 100% confident that you're doing the right thing with money? Well, folks, I got great news. Now you can with Ramsey Plus. We took our best tools and teaching and put them together in one all-access membership. You'll learn the proven plan with Financial Peace University. You'll budget with the Every Dollar app, and you'll track your progress with the new Baby Steps app. Plus, there's going to be a whole lot more. Go to DaveRamsey.com and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired at work? Oh, you're in the right place. The Ken Coleman Show is for you. We're going to help you reclaim Mondays and stop living for the weekend. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. It is a free phone call, and we're here for you. You have the answers. It's my job to get them out of you. Part counselor, part coach, part cheerleader, whatever you need me to be, we're here for you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, we're live every day prior to this radio show on YouTube. Live stream at 12 Eastern Time. You search The Ken Coleman Show on YouTube. And the opening of the show, I always give very relevant data from the news about you, the worker. What is a trend that you need to know about? Some good information based on developing technology, whatever it is. We cover everything that you can imagine that is relevant to you in the workplace. And it's about a 3 or 4 minute segment right out of the gate. Well, we've turned it into a podcast called Work Matters, a brand new podcast called Work Matters. It's only 3 to 4 minutes, short form. And you can get it wherever podcasts are available. Just search Work Matters with Ken Coleman, and that comes to you every day. And it's like a Snickers bar for your ears and your head and your heart. Really, really good stuff. So go check it out. And also the YouTube show. You can subscribe to The Ken Coleman Show on YouTube. All right, Travis is up next in Charlotte, North Carolina. Travis, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Hope you're doing well today.
Travis, I am living the dream. What's going on?
So a little bit of quick backstory for you. I actually am currently a warehouse supervisor in the Charlotte metro area.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize my sweet spot is in the IT role. Don't really have a specific, area in IT yet, but just know IT for sure. And I'm calling today because I actually had a crazy opportunity with my company that handles my databases, which is that I've made connections there through troubleshooting in IT with those guys once in a while on my personal equipment at my warehouse, that they actually currently have a job opening. And my field tech was out the other day, and he said he would love to forward my resume along to his supervisor. So that's awesome there. My biggest problem, though, is that during the course of realizing that IT is my role and trying to get the education behind it, I've taken a non-traditional path with Coursera. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
Like online learning platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so my concern is when doing this resume, which is my first question, is how do I display, do I display that as education or
yeah.
do I leave that? I mean,
no,
because I don't have all those credentials yet.
Doesn't matter. This is you. Your resume is a brochure. Okay. And so think of you ever been to one of those rest stops, you know, along the highway in an area and they've got all these tourism brochures.
Yes, sir.
Of course. So that's what we're doing. We're giving them a snapshot of you. So yes, that education is relevant. You learn something. You learn something relevant too, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd put that under what I know.
Okay.
Or what I've learned. Sorry. And, what I've learned. Yeah.
Okay. And then I guess my second question is, I don't know that it would change the dynamic with my current employer by this employer that I'm applying for reaching out to them. But I have a fear that it might would, and I know in the past I've only ever done application jobs, and I don't really have a little checkbox there to say, hey, don't call this employer in a resume format.
Yeah.
How can I avoid that pitfall? Because I really don't want to cause awkward tension since this is still, in some respect, a long shot for me.
Yeah.
Just being with lack of experience.
Yeah, I would your field rep who's going to make the recommendation, I would have them kind of grease those wheels a little bit and say, hey, look. You know, obviously, he's currently working here. He doesn't want to lose his job over this. Doesn't think he will, but can we protect him on this? Because I think they can check other references besides the people you currently work for. And I think if they understand that and they're genuinely interested in you, then I think they'll work around that. I would think so. I would certainly hope so. But you know, this is one of those risks that you take. But you said, you know, you didn't feel like it was going to hurt you. And I think, you know, I would do as much research on the front end on this position. You know what I mean? To make sure that this isn't a long shot. Because mm-hmm. I don't know that you need to take a long shot. And I don't know if you think it's a long shot or if it really is a long shot. Because let me just ask you this. Do you know enough about the position to score yourself on scale of 1 to 10 that you could go in and do the job? Whatever basic training they're going to give you, how confident are you, 1 to 10?
Well, to answer that question, let me just go ahead and say that they use all proprietary technology. So they send you on a 7-week training course. You just have to have some basic computer background in
Great.
General. So I would say probably high 7, maybe an 8.
So this isn't a long shot in my mind, especially since you got your field rep greasing the wheels for you, right? They're going to take your resume and put it right on the hiring manager's desk and go, let me tell you how I know Travis. Travis is a great guy. I really think we should interview Travis. Isn't that what's going to happen?
Yes, sir.
I don't think this is a long shot. So I would just have that person in the hiring manager go, hey, I can provide you a lot of references from people that I've worked for. So I have no problem. You do the background on me. I'll give you multiple references right here on the top of my resume. I got endorsement quotes. You use my Ken Coleman Show resume template. It's going to make you stand out anyway. But I think that's how you navigate that. And I think people will honor that. And if they won't, well, you know, that's just part of the deal. You know, I would hope that the leadership wouldn't go, well, he's looking to do something else, I'm going to fire him. I would hope that wouldn't happen. But the reality is it could, I guess. You didn't seem like it would happen. And you know what else? You're going for something else. You want to be in IT. So you're not going to a competitor and working the same job. I mean, you're changing gears. So, I wouldn't spend too much time worrying about that. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Corey next in Wichita, Kansas. Corey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet. What's up, Corey?
So I'm an executive assistant, and I enjoy my job, the department I work in, and my team, but I feel like I'm ready to grow outside of my role.
Mm-hmm.
So my issue is there are no positions within my department to move into, and I work for a large nonprofit hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what positions to look at. I'm open to going back to school and would really like to look at a position where I could double my salary. I'm just not sure where to go from here.
Okay, great. So what you need to do is let's press pause on thinking about going to school. We don't even know if you need to go to school. And my position on somebody like you, and quite frankly, anybody that's in the workforce, they're going, well, I want to switch careers. Do I need to go to school? And my answer is, if it is the only way to get where you want to go, then the answer is yes. If it is the best way by a long shot, then I'd say yes. But if it's no to both of those, then don't think about school. And we don't even know what you want to do yet, sort of. I think you do, but I think you want me to kind of help you come up with some ideas. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay, great. So this is all about the three clarifying questions. What do you do best? These are your talents and skills. What work do you really love to do? And so let's jump in there because I think you're pretty clear on what you do well. So what kind of work do you really have high emotion and devotion for? What gets you excited?
I really do. I enjoy helping the patients, not necessarily directly, but in the back end.
Yeah, so your administrative work has a direct correlation for a positive result to the patient.
Absolutely.
Okay, tell me what else. Give me some more specifics. What kind of work would you want to do all day, every day? Forget title. Forget job title. This is where you're getting locked up. Just tell me, Ken, if I could do this 80 to 90% of my day, I would feel like I was stealing money from people. They're paying me to have fun. Now, what would you do? Corey, describe the kind of work you would do. Be specific.
Gosh, I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're just having a hard time saying it. Don't worry about how it sounds. What kind of work do you really enjoy doing? Think about it for a second. What is it?
I really do enjoy the department I work in the fundraising aspect of raising money for the hospital.
Okay, so is it more administrative in nature? Hang on the line. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you time to think about it, okay? I want you to think about the type of work you love to do and the results of that work that would fire your heart up. Hang in there, Corey. We're going to help you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, the unemployment rate has skyrocketed, and because of that, the job market is more competitive now than ever before. If you've been laid off or you're just looking for a change, it's important that you're taking advantage of every tool out there to help you stand out in the hiring process. That's why I'm so excited to announce that my Get Hired digital course is on sale now. This is an online course with over an hour worth of video lessons that will walk you through how to stand out from the competition in your job search. We'll talk resumes, cover letters, preparing for interviews, and so much more. Plus, you'll get immediate access to my resume, how to win the interview, and how to follow up after the interview, plus career clarity. All of these are our Get Hired guides. All you need is a computer, tablet, or phone to watch, and you'll have access to unlimited replays of each lesson. If you're going to be looking for a job, you must do everything in your power to prepare, and this course will help you do just that. Go to KenColeman.com to buy the Get Hired digital course today. That's KenColeman.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. As we went into the break, we were talking with Corey in Wichita, Kansas. Now, Corey is an executive assistant in a company, likes her department, likes a lot of the work she does, likes the mission of the company or the organization, and yet she wants to move into a greater role. And she's kind of locked up a little bit. Well, I don't know. And I asked her, okay, well, let's look at the type of work that you love to do. Because we're looking for clues. She doesn't know where she wants to go. She just knows she wants more. And so I let her have some time over the break. That's why we're here, is for Corey and everybody else. I said, okay, what work do you love to do? Think about the actual task or function, or think about the role you like to play in the workplace. Almost as though it is a TV show or movie. What role do you love to fill? So let's bring her back on. Corey, you've had a little bit of time to think. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
I love it. So what kind of work?
I thought a little bit more.
Good. Talk to me.
And so I also like helping veterans. I have a really big passion for veterans.
Okay. Okay, good. Keep going.
And I thought about it and I thought, well, I'd like to connect them with resources.
Interesting. What kind of resources?
Maybe they need help. Maybe they're homeless. Maybe mm-hmm. they need help finding a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Or they need connections to help with groceries or a job.
Love it. Now, just for a moment, let's pause and tell us why. Why you're passionate to bring resources to better the lives of our country's veterans. Where's that coming from?
I think that just comes from the mission of the company that I work for, helping the poor and vulnerable.
Yeah, you work for a great nonprofit, and that's their entire mission, is to give a hand up and reach a hand out to help people who are behind the eight ball. And that you there's something in your life, there's something in your experience where that has just moved your heart. And it could very well just be working for this organization. So would you like to stay with this organization and just be in a different
yes.
role where you have more responsibility?
Yes, and I took your quiz to see if I should quit my job, and my results were you're in the wrong role, but in the right place.
Oh, perfect. Did you take that while we were on commercial break, or did you take it before the call?
I took it before the call.
Okay, I was going to say, that's impressive. Okay, wonderful. So really, this is about the right role. So let's have fun. Use a one-word descriptor to kind of describe the role. See, this should free you up a little bit because it's not about job title. This is just, what's the role you want to play in your current organization?
Advocate.
Boom. That's a wonderful word. By the way, Corey, you could change the word 5 minutes from now, but this is an exercise. So that explains to me the type of position you want, right? The kind of work you want to be doing all day, every day. So you've been doing an admin assistant role, and we could pick a word for that, and we could call that a completer, an administrator, whatever you want to call that. It doesn't matter. But this role of advocate, what positions exist in the organization where most of the work you're doing all day, every day is in the role of advocating for a veteran or for a homeless person or for somebody who's just really down and out? So what are the roles in the company where you're truly playing advocate all day, most of the day?
I believe those are called, they're a counselor of some sort, case manager maybe.
Perfect. So you know what that means? You got a little more research to do within your company. And now this idea of advocate needs to be on the tip of your tongue and top of mind, because you're going, as I look at this job description, does 80%, 75 to 80% of my day allow me to be an advocate? If it does, it means you're in your sweet spot. Make sense?
Makes sense.
So I'm not preaching a utopia, right? Like, well, I never go to any meeting I don't like. I never do anything I don't like. No, but what I'm saying is that most of your day, you need to be in your sweet spot playing that role. And I think that's what you're looking for. And here's the deal. Be patient. If it's not open now, it's okay. Start telling your leader, hey, I eventually want to move into more of this case counselor or whatever they call it there. And find the pathway. You work in the organization, so it won't be difficult for you to talk to the right people to find out what is the pathway to the kind of gig I want. Do I need to take another gig that kind of gets me the experience and qualifies me for this gig I want? Or can I move directly into this role, into this job as soon as it's available? That's all you're doing right now. And here's the deal. If you get to a point where you go, you know what? The opportunity is not going to present itself, or it's not going to be as quick as I would like, I'm okay with you looking out and saying, all right, I know I want to be an advocate and I know who I want to advocate for. So you ask the question, who's advocating for these people that I want to advocate for? What positions do they have? And can I step into that advocating role? And all of a sudden, you start seeing stuff everywhere, Corey, that you never saw before. Make sense?
Yeah, that would be exciting.
All right. I'm excited for you. You know you got some work to do, don't you?
I do.
All right. But you'll get there. I'm really proud of you. Love that. And Corey, here's the last thing I'd tell you is make sure that you're always thinking about the people you most want to help. Keep them top of mind. Even when you're in the waiting, it'll get you through. That's where your heart, that passion for the work and for the mission comes alive in us. It'll keep us going. 844-747-2577. Hey, real quick, our number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, which is based on the principle we created on the show, talking to you. The Proximity Principle says in order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around the people that are doing it and in the places where it is happening. In other words, when you're around the right people and in the right places, opportunity will come knocking on your door. The book goes into great detail, 5 archetypes of people, 5 places and practices on what to do when you're around the right people and in the right places. Number one best-selling book, now available, all 3 formats, hard copy, ebook, and audiobook. You can get all 3 one price, $25. That's a $35 savings. That's crazy. KenColeman.com. Go get it. 844-747-2577. All right. We like to go to social media questions from time to time. And by the way, at Ken Coleman on Instagram. The Ken Coleman Show is on Facebook. We actually have the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook as well. And on Twitter, at Ken Coleman. So, a lot of Facebook questions. Brandy writes in from Facebook, I've been furloughed and no guarantee of returning. So as I look at other opportunities, if all that is available is a step down, meaning a pay cut, should I reset expectations and take whatever is available? Yeah. If that's all that's available and you are in a tough financial situation, let's shift from long-term thinking to short-term thinking. You don't have to be there forever. You don't owe them 7 years of your life. Take it. Do what you have to do so that you can do what you want to do. And in that situation, yeah, I'd rather have less pay than no pay. Juan on Facebook says, how can I find courage to look for the right position in a different field? Oh, I love this question. So Juan and everybody else, courage does not just appear. You can't will yourself to be courageous. I just don't believe it. However, courage can, in fact, materialize, but only after you've done 2 things. Number one, you got to get clear. You got to get clear on who you are and what you want to do and why you want to do it. And that's what we teach here, right? Once you're clear, then the confidence develops. Oh, I'm confident. I know I've got the talent. I know I'm passionate about it. And I know it meets my mission. I'm in my sweet spot. Talent, passion, mission. When they intersect, you're in your sweet spot. You find that unique role. And in that role, you go, oh, this is what I was put on this earth to do. I love it. I'm good at it. And boy, oh boy, does it create results that I can get fired up about. When you're clear, you become confident. And it is when you are confident that the courage will, in fact, appear. Clarity leads to confidence, and confidence leads to courage. That's how you find the courage, by getting clear. Then the confidence rises, and even in the face of fear, you go, nope, I know I'm supposed to do it, and why? And you step forward. Ken Coleman Show continues to help you get clear so you can get qualified. Helping you get connected so you can get started. Helping you get promoted so you can get your dream job. To ultimately give yourself away. That is what it looks like to be in meaningful work, living the dream. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Audrey, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Audrey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey there, Ken.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
I'm looking to make a transition. I'm currently working, but I'm looking to make a slight transition in terms of the type of work that I'm doing, but it really is in the same category. So, for example, I'm a product in product development, and I do research, market research as a part of that role. What I'm looking to do next is what they call user research, which is really specific to online applications. So it could be a website, could be an app. It's really more behavioral. I'm looking at what the person is doing in terms of their performance on a particular site or app. So slightly different, but the same. It's in the same arena.
Sure.
But I don't have as much experience in that new arena as I do in my former stuff.
Yeah.
So I am looking, I think I'm relatively clear, but I'm looking for somebody objective like you to go through the clarity exercise to see if something else kind of comes that I probably haven't thought broadly enough.
Oh, okay, fun.
To kind of pick a pair.
Okay, so great. So
that's the reason for the call.
Yeah, this is actually fun because you're really pretty clear. You're just wanting to kind of apply the three clarifying questions to almost a brainstorming exercise. So this is fun.
Yes.
All right, so let's rip through this. All right, we'll do it quickly.
All right.
All right, what are you best at doing? Talk about the work that you do best, the talent that you bring to the table. What do you do best?
Yeah, so I think discovery, market research, being able to explore and come up with what people are doing or thinking about a particular thing. So I think that's one.
Okay.
I think the other thing is being a motivator, encourager. I'll put that in one category.
Yeah, I love that.
And then the other thing would be really being able to, I like being able to come up with what the idea should be. So coming up with the preliminary structure or best practices, I'm not really sure what to call that, but setting the framework.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's what I would say. It's almost like developing a scaffold, you know, the framework, the idea. Yes. You put the foundation together, kind of the blueprint. We can keep going on this analogy all day long. Okay, now what work?
Exactly.
Now we're going to see some real congruence here. What work itself, just the work itself, the task, the function, what do you love to do?
I like talking to people, so I like the communication piece. I like asking questions and getting people's take perspective on different things.
I like
the idea of exploring. So if you think about travel, I like to just kind of indoctrinate myself in something that's
That's a theme.
My current world.
That's a theme that keeps popping up because you're good at research and exploring, and you like to research and explore, and you like to research and explore outside of the workplace. I mean, I'd almost go so far as to say that a one-word descriptor for you in your sweet spot, your unique role, the role that you need to fill 80% of your day, I think we could use the word explorer.
Okay. Yep.
I think we could. I think that's on target. Now, you can change that as much as you like, but that's on message. And so what are the results that matter most? We've talked about what your talent is. Well, what are the results that you want to see that make you fired up? We got about a minute and a half.
Okay. So the results I want to see are impact. change. I want to see that, you know, something has happened as a result of us now learning about or understanding something that we didn't understand before. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask you, where do you most want to see that impact and change? Do you want to see it in a consumer product? Do you want to see it in medicine? Do you want to see it in business? Do you want to see, you see what I'm saying? That's what's intriguing to me, to help you find other ideas.
Yeah.
Where do you most want to see that impact and change on behalf of people? Because you're doing this market research for people or user research. So where do you want to see the greatest change?
In the person, like in the person's life, is, I think. More than the organization, I think I want to see it in the individual.
Now, there's your clue.
Sometimes I'm not really sure how that's congruent with, you know, with my day-to-day. But
it is, because if you're doing user research, the question is, for whom are you doing the research for? And you're thinking now, product or service that you get most excited about because of the impact and change it has on people. That's where you need to brainstorm, but you're close. But there's your ideas. Go for it. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck. And on purpose in your life and in your work, I'm Ken. And this is The Ken Coleman Show. Yeah. Not another political talk show. We're talking about purpose in your life and work, and I don't know that it's any more relevant than it ever has been. My goodness, it's so relevant right now. People are just, you know, this pandemic that has kind of gone up and down. We don't know what's going on, and oh my gosh, what's happening? It's just created so much instability in people's professional lives and personal lives, and to the point where they're going, well, you know what? This is a great time to reassess. I mean, Joe, we knew that prior to COVID that somewhere between 67 to 70% of people are unhappy in their work.
Yes.
Now, some of them are appreciating that job they can't stand, right? If they kept it, or they'd like to have it back. But, it's a great time to reset, you know, if you've been furloughed or kicked out of the nest. And so we're here to help you do that. 844-747-2577. Gail is up next in Topeka, Kansas. Gail, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi.
Hi, Gail.
I have a question. I don't remember reading or anything like that on your site. And Thank you so much for all your resources.
Well, thank you. How can I help?
I had received a bad review from a manager, and my intentions were to move to another department, and her and I had a personality conflict, so I really didn't even discuss it with her. I just put my rebuttal on the review, and then HR read through it and said that they had some questions for me, and this prompted an investigation by them, and it also caused my manager to start retaliating against me.
Oh,
and I kept going to HR and telling them, you know, hey, I can't deal with this.
Right.
After the third day, I got a hold of him. I said, look, I've got almost 2 weeks of vacation. Can today just be my last day and then make it official 2 weeks later? And, you know, they let me quit that day. But now I'm posed with, how do I put this on my resume? How do I answer future employee, you know, prospects? And during my job interviews, mm-hmm. I don't know what to put down.
Well, I wouldn't go to all the detail. You know, it's like one of those situations where, you know, if you've got a family dispute, you know, or, you know, you have some personal dispute, and people that come into your life later or people that are in your life at the time, they don't need to know all the nasty nitty gritty, right? And so what do? You kind of put a You kind of put a nice face on it, and you kind of go, look, we had a problem, and, you know, or just wasn't working for us, and so we moved on. And it's kind of like everybody knows there's more to the story. And I think if somebody wants to know more of the story, you get into it. But as it relates to an application and on your resume, I wouldn't address it at all. If somebody says, why'd you leave? You go, you know what? I wanted to be doing this type of work, and I wanted to be in a culture that was like this place or what I've heard about this place, and you kind of focus on the positives, right?
Okay.
And so you're not leaving from something, you're moving to something. You know, it's like I'm not running from something, I'm stepping into something. That I said that a little bit better the second time. So that's the mindset. And I think that's what I would do. If they say, well, why did you leave your last job? You just go, it was no longer, the right fit. And I'm a person. And, you know, I've always told people, blame it on me. Say, I listen to this Ken Coleman show. And guys always helping people figure out what they really want to do and why they want to do it. And I've been listening and just, you know, and I just realized there's a better future for me. And I'm applying for this position because I think this is a part of a better future. I hear great things about the company. I want to be in a great culture. I hear good things about, you know, kind of focus on accentuating the positives about why you left.
Right. So how do I say, you know, if they ask, can we contact your manager?
I would tell them that your manager, your previous manager, was very unhealthy, and you took it to HR, and HR was aware of it, and that you have other people that you would prefer they contact, and they're all relevant. You know what I mean? But you can go, this was not a healthy leader. And, you know, I managed to get along and you know, deal with it. But that was a big part of me going, you know what? I want to be in a great culture. And, you know, so just be aware if you contact them, they did not like the fact that, you know, whatever. If that's when you got to get into that, that's when you get into it.
Okay.
You know, you can't sweep it all under the rug, but you certainly don't have to air it all out. But I would give them clear expectation, because here's the deal. I would hope they're going to contact more than one person. And if they hear three great things and then one awful thing, then that squares with what you tell them.
True.
Right? So don't you have more than one really strong reference that they could call that you've worked for or worked with in the past?
Oh, yes.
And are they going to give you a glowing recommendation?
I believe so.
So then tell them that. Say, full disclosure, I never want to throw anybody under the bus. That's why I didn't bring it up before. And tell them exactly what happened. Honesty is the best policy. Now, don't air everything out. But if you were above reproach, and it sounds like you were because you took it to HR, then I'd tell them all that. And, you know, I also wonder if you couldn't get a good recommendation from somebody in HR. Would they be willing to do that from this past company?
I have not checked into that.
I would. You know why? That would be an extra piece of really strong evidence. Because if they contact your prior boss and she's or he's running you through the mud, but you got a really great thing from HR, then that squares with your story. I'd try it. You have nothing to lose, right?
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, honesty is always the best policy, but honesty when it's required. Meaning, when they ask you a direct question about it, you're honest. But if they don't bring it up, why do you got to air all the dirty laundry? Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. This is why, Gail, I teach the proximity principle, right? And the web of connections. Because we want our connections, we want our relationships to get us the gig long before we ever step in the interview room, right? So if they've heard all these amazing things about Gail, they're not worried about the bad boss. So that's my take. You got this. Don't look back. Don't look back at all. Don't ever look back. You know, we get this question a lot, and there's a sense that if you had a bad experience, that now you are going to be tainted. And I understand why people feel that way, but understand that that is fear-based thinking. And so what we just did with Gail is we stepped out of that situation and we gave her some perspective. Okay. And that's what you've got to do. And call in the show. I'll talk to you about it. Or get with somebody else in your life that's level-headed, completely objective, and talk it through. Here's one other thing to think about. You are not the only person in the history of the workforce to have a bad experience with a leader and a boss. So don't just assume that everybody's going to think that you're the problem. And when you get asked the question, well, why did you leave? Go positive and stay positive. Then if they say, well, we want to contact somebody, or let's say they go contact somebody and they get all this negative, you have better have your ducks in a row where again, the one problem that you just left is the outlier, like we discussed. And if you do that, folks, you're going to be fine. And then when you do talk about it, if you're forced to talk about it, again, you can be very honest and still take the high road. You know what? Had some personality stuff. There's just some clashes. And here's what it boiled down to. And you know, I had no problem with their leadership. I don't want to lead. I'm a follower. Whatever the situation. Just describe what happened. I went to HR. I did it the right way. They investigated it. But then it created retribution. And I've got all this on record. And then I went to them and I said, you know what? I'm just not interested in fighting this out. See, that makes you look like a really good person who goes, you know what? If HR is not going to deal with it, if leadership's not going to deal with it, then I'm just going to be a person who says, you know what? I'm going to stay on the high road. And the high road includes me walking away. Folks, at some point, you've got to have the courage to just describe what happened. And if you do it the way I just described there and you know it to be the right way, and they still don't want you because of that, then take it as a blessing. It's not a place you want to be. Healthy leaders will handle that information. So be courageous and be honest. My time's almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.